Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, have you got a cleaner at home? Well, apparently cleaners are the new non-negotiable for young people, for Gen Z. So let's find out if they actually are. Well, we've brought in Ciara Tracy from News Talk's digital team. Good afternoon to you, Ciara.
Good afternoon, Anna. How's it going?
You are firmly Gen Z.
Yes, staunchly so, for better or worse.
And would you agree with this?
I have to say there's probably not a week that goes by where I don't think about wanting a cleaner in, even just for my own room, let alone a whole house. There's four of us in the house. A few of us actually work here as well, so I have to be careful not to out anyone.
Living and working with them.
Yeah, but it's actually great.
And all still
great.
Talking.
All still talking. Like, it's actually fantastic. But we do have a group chat and we do have a good rota now. It wasn't always the way, but we do have a rota to keep the house clean.
Okay.
But I just think it'd be so much easier.
Because you will, in every house share, get, you know, the one who does more than the others.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and actually one of our own, Emily Keegan, she is a fantastic woman around the house with a Hoover. Yeah.
Okay, so she deserves the name check.
Yeah.
But have you seen this amongst your friends? I mean, when I was in my 20s, I could have only dreamed of having a cleaner. Like, I would have considered it quite the luxury at that stage of your life, but clearly it's the done thing
100%.
Now.
No, I know people who have cleaners in their home and it makes such a difference. And I think it's just such a good, like, a good mental kind of, you don't have to think about it. You know, it's just sorted. It's just a thing of maintenance. And I think that would be so nice just to take that weight off.
Yeah. I also think, and this might be a female take on things, but I'm wide open to correction. My mind is more calm if I feel the house is a bit more organised, and I'm not looking for show house levels. I'm looking for basics.
Happy home, happy head, I think.
Like, yeah.
I was procrastinating cleaning my room for ages, a polish and a Hoover, and I was putting it off, and it was actually, I was like, oh, looking at like the state of this. And then as soon as I did it, it only took me like half an hour. I was like, oh, this is so much nicer.
You just feel so much better about everything,
really,
don't
do.
You? And you can find stuff and, you know, you feel like
that's
you're on
it.
Top of your brief.
100%. But it is just that procrastination of like, I really don't want to do this.
I know. Yeah. And you put it off. I know. I do it myself all the time. The other thing that's growing amongst Gen Z and I think across the generations is the cleanfluencer.
Right.
So, you know, Mrs. Hinch is probably the first most obvious, you know, person on social media who made a living out of cleaning her house and showing us her hacks and all that kind of stuff. Do you follow cleanfluencers? That's a new term on me,
no,
by the way.
I have to say my clean influencer is my mother. She was
like,
she always was. And my dad too, for always giving out, for leaving crumbs or something on the side. So that's always been in the back of my head. Like, when I get a polish out, I think of my mum, and she's kind of ingrained that in me. So I don't go too much into the online depths of
they are hugely popular
massive.
Now. What we're hearing in this article is the generation raised on Deliveroo, Uber and the same day grocery apps have discovered the ultimate modern luxury. Someone else cleaning up after you. And the demand for domestic cleaning services has surged by 142% since 2023. So in the last 2 years, according to Checkatrade, as households cut back sharply on expensive home improvements, they still pay the cleaner. That's what the data is telling us. And the cleanfluencer is cleaning up, by the sounds of things, on social media. One of those is Brandon Stone on the line. Good afternoon to you, Brandon Stone.
Yeah.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello, how are you?
Would we call you a cleanfluencer?
Yeah, I mean, that's a new term for me as well. But this year, I've been getting it everywhere,
So how did this start for you, Brandon?
For me, I just kind of started posting kind of daily vlogs, and then I'm cleaning kind of 24/7. I'm a bit of a like clean freak. And then it kind of started outperforming any other content that I was putting out there. And then the whole cleaning influencing world has become a total different kind of ball game. I've done a TV show on Virgin Media called Cleaning Up Ireland. It's kind of just blown up for me this year,
There's another influencer that I followed as well, and it was my girls' group put me onto her, Eileen Connors. She's a very proud traveller.
Yeah, I love her.
She is fantastic, isn't she? And she is all about the cooking and the cleaning. It's kind of that homemaker content, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed,
So is this something, is this a job for you, Brandon? Or is it kind of a side hustle?
It's more of a side hustle. My day job is making blinds. So I help run the Elf family business. But it's definitely become more of it's starting to not come in the way, but I'm starting to get really, really busy with it. So maybe down the line, it might become a full-time job, maybe.
Okay, brilliant. And you're obviously not part of Gen Z that are hiring in the cleaner, are you? You're doing it yourself and filming it while you do it.
Yeah.
Are your standards too high?
Probably too high. I don't think any of my friends would like me to come and see their house.
Okay. Let me just go to some of these texts, because some of them are a bit confused as to how Gen Zers have cleaners, understandably. The same generation that can't afford to pay a mortgage or a crib about the cost of utilities and they have cleaners, question marks. Did your parents not teach you how to clean your house? Someone says. Someone else, I'm in my 40s, have a cleaner once a week. It disgusts my mother. She can't understand it at all. Goes against everything she believes in. Different generation, I suppose. And someone else says, I had a cleaner but ended up going around cleaning before she'd arrive. Made her job very easy. Another text says, I'd have thought Irish people were too secretive to have a cleaner. And another text, my friend lives in an apartment on her own and has a cleaner. How much mess could she possibly have? That's just lazy. What's your take on those, Ciara?
So I think, I mean, as for the cost, that's the reason, one of the main reasons why I wouldn't have one. Although when you're in a house share, I think you could divvy it up, you know, that way. But I do feel like the cost isn't extortionate. And like we were kind of saying before the break, there are things you might sacrifice in order to have that kind of clean space. It's a necessity, do you know, like to be able to live comfortably and happily in your home. But I do think, again, my mom definitely would be in the back of my head now. But having said that, talking to Brandon there about, you know, doing blinds, I'm thinking my blinds need dusting and I would pay to get someone to clean them, because I actually hate that task so much.
Of course. Yeah. I think it's hard for, you know, other generations to look at Gen Z and go, how the hell can you just employ a cleaner when, as that texter says, you can't get a mortgage, you know, but yet you can afford to bring in a cleaner. So is it about generations prioritising things? I mean, I can justify someone helping me with the housework because I work and so does my husband. Yeah. And, you know, I would sacrifice a lot of other
100%
things to pay.
I don't think it's like something you can equate either with the mortgage. Like, I think people do have their savings, and then if they can, and then also, you know, be able to afford these little luxuries, especially if they're maybe not going on the booze and people are drinking less. You know, it is just a case of prioritising. And I think having a clean home is a big part of your welfare.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree, Brandon?
Yeah, 100%. I've actually started recently helping people clean houses, but it's more on the extreme clean and kind of hoarder thing. It's the new TikTok series that I've started. So I feel like your house, once your house is clean, your head space is like totally different. And a lot of people don't actually realize that when people suffer with mental health, it's very easy for your housework to get on top of you, and it can lead into kind of insane scenarios, if you call it that way. But even like, I know a lot of people will be saying with the young people, oh, like, you're complaining about not having mortgages or not being able to have this and that. You know, like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on all of us young people. You know, we're working long hours. We're trying to do like two or three extra jobs to be able to make ends meet, you know, save for a house. And or even if you do like get to that stage where you have bought a house, you know, it's a kind of a grueling process, you know.
Okay. Someone says, I've seen Brandon's videos. He's brilliant. I love how he presents it. I think people are lazy. Uh-huh. I know people living in rented apartments on their own and they have a cleaner. And another text here says, I'm an independent private home cleaner with years of experience. People may be looking for cleaners, but believe me, they are not looking for experience and a thorough cleaning service. They're looking for someone who'll come in and clean their 3 or 4 bed, 2 to 3 bathroom home in 2 or 3 hours and then complain that everything wasn't done in this ridiculous time frame. Please, if you are employing a cleaner, give them a realistic amount of time to get the job done properly. 2 or 3 hours to change bed linen, clean bathrooms, hoover, mop and clean your whole house while probably having to tidy and put away clothes and toys, etc. is ridiculous. That is a fair observation, isn't it, Ciara, that we have high expectations, and yet if you gave me a 2-hour window, I wouldn't get all that done.
I know, that's it. And I think that's why you have to think about budget and stuff. If you do want things like that, you want it to be done properly. So that's why we have the house rota, and we make sure everyone gives the house a deep clean.
Yeah, it's just not often the house rota works that well.
No, absolutely not. And I definitely feel like it helps when you live with other people who you're all responsible for each other's kind of space. I think that definitely, you know, when you want to do it for other people, that definitely, for me anyway, make sure I make sure everything's, you know, firmly done.
Yes. I'm just looking at some of these texts. It's gone slightly off-piste, but interesting all the same. Please help. How do you deal with adult children who come home and revert to toddlers? I'm worn out, says this texter. Someone else says, I shared a house with four other French people in their early 20s in 2021. They were filthy, never cleared up after themselves. They couldn't even put the dishes into the dishwasher. Every time I'd want to cook with my frying pan, I'd find it dirty and have to clean it first. I had to move out. They were so pathetic and selfish.
See, if people don't want to clean, that's when you have to put the foot down in the group chat and be like, right, if you don't want to clean, then we are pitching in for someone to do it.
Yes.
Because you don't want to be that person to take all of the weight on everyone else. I don't think that's fair.
And I kind of feel their pain. You know, when you go to cook something and like the pan is used and dirty and just left there.
Drives me mad.
So frustrating, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Brandon, are you laughing at that?
I am. Yeah.
You have experience of the same thing.
I do, but honestly, anything like that, like a pan that's not clean, just sends me through the roof. Like, that is, it's disgusting.
It's infuriating. Someone says, I'd love a cleaner between work, the kids, making dinners, etc. I only get a minute to myself around 9 p.m. And by then I'm too exhausted to start cleaning. I completely agree with you. You're hardly going to start cleaning toilets or floors at 9 o'clock at night when you're already worn out. Brandon, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon on Lunchtime Live. We will follow your content with great interest. And Kira Tracy from News Talk's digital team, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.